actually here in the crypt at the Jekyll and Hyde, and I've just really enjoyed. I'm going to see if I get it right. Totes in a probes. It's so nice to see some surrealism on the fringe. My first question is where you get your ideas from, and who are you as well?
I'm Rebecca Darmody. I'm an actress and comedian.
I'm Annalee Doyle. I'm an actress, improviser, comedian, and whatever else I want to do.
So take me into your creative process.
So we knew that we wanted to do a show about Tinder. We've done a lot of improvisation together, so we wanted to incorporate that. And we really like really surreal Mighty Boosh, Garth Marenghi, that kind of style of humour. So we wanted to do a show that incorporated that.
There's a bit of pyjama men in there, I think.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, there is. Yeah, we love them. Yeah.
And I guess just having a scenario of, you know, the third actor hasn't shown up gives you a bit of a structure to hang it on.
Well, definitely a very sort of it's nice to have a thread to keep coming back to and break out with the different scenes, but come back to that kind of trail of thought throughout.
That was a bit by accident because there were supposed to be three of us. And
that's a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Okay, that's even better.
There was supposed to be three of us, and then she kind of dropped out through illness, and we were like, ooh, hold on a little minute, let's use this.
I just coined a phrase when I sat at the back making notes. I don't know if it's heard before. Concept comedy.
Concept comedy, yes, that suits us.
Down to the bloody ground.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I'm following you around for a few weeks. I'm not stalking you, but I have a camera and I'm just following this creative process. So am I finding you in pubs with bits of paper? Or are you just having meetings to think of ideas? Is it in a rehearsal room? How's this all coming together?
So we're really lucky we live together. So we're rehearsing and going through the show each day, working on the scenes that we can improve on and the improv. And then we're flyering, working on marketing, and also doing improv, and I'm doing some stand-up while I'm here. So
yeah, but is there a script?
Yes.
Okay, and how tight is that script?
The scripted sections are really tight. The only bit that was improvised is the section where we ask the couple to tell them their story.
Yeah, but I guess you've got an audience reaction, so you probably, you know, you have to bounce a bit off.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It depends a lot on the mood of the audience and their reactions.
Yeah. Because we know each other so well, and I think we've got such a good bond that if something goes wrong, or if we can hear the audience, like as in stand-up or when you do an improv, not really getting it, we can twist and turn it around, can't we?
If I did take you onto the assembly hall stage of 1,000 people, how would you adapt this show?
I think that we'd definitely be able to make it a bit bigger, make it more of a spectacle. The scripted sections are quite kind of wordy, so we can make them more physical. It's definitely a show that could be adapted for different spaces.
Mm. And when we did our preview in London, our stage was actually really massive.
Yeah.
And then we got here and we were like, we love the room, we love being down here, but it is a little bit awkward with the two bits, do you know what I mean? So we had to adapt that anyway, and we did that in like half an hour, didn't we, babe?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird in a way, because like we're in one part, but you were chatting to audience that we can't see, but somehow you have to still involve us all.
Yeah, it's strange having to kind of cater to so many different positions, but I think it gives the play even more a kind of surreal dynamic quality, which I really like.
Mm. And are you changing it now, or is it fixed for the month?
So it's fixed for the month, with the only changes being the improvised section.
Right. And then what are your plans afterwards, after the Fringe?
We'd love to do a run after the Fringe. We'd love to maybe tour it, perform it as much as possible, and then maybe
Belfast
start.
We're going to do it.
Belfast?
Yeah. Okay. And London.
And if I travel ahead in time, am I going to see you two still living together in 50 years' time, slightly elderly, still doing kind of stuff together?
Well, yeah, because I think after doing a show this weird, no one's going to want to marry us, so we have no choice but to live together.
But it surprised me that there used to be a lot more surreal comedy on the Fringe, and there isn't that much that I can find anyway.
No, there isn't, and that is definitely like, it's my absolute favourite kind of comedy. Yeah. So
now, I don't want to sort of disappear up my own arse into the actual some of what the show covers, but you know, what is your training background and what are you drawing upon when you do this show?
So I went to Drama Centre London, which is notorious for being the kind of crazy method. Everyone, like, walking around in a costume all day. So that's definitely was an inspiration for the writing.
Yeah. And how about you?
I've been doing acting since I was like 4, and I went to the rep college, which means that we toured around in proper old style rep for 2 years, which was like incredible. We put on a public performance like 2 weeks into our training. That's my training. So I did Shakespeare, Marlowe, all the classics, and then found comedy, and I was like, this is me.
And it is a play, but it's a kind of, it's a bit cabaret, isn't it, as well?
It is, definitely. It's definitely got a kind of like variety show style to it, which I think is the audience really responds really well to. Mm. Especially us breaking the fourth wall and talking to them, I think gives it a very cabaret feel. Mm-hmm. Mm.
What's in your secret notebooks?
Our secret notebooks? Yeah. Just some Tinder guys' names at the minute.
But tell people that don't know about Tinder, go on.
So Tinder is basically like Gumtree for humans, where you're basically sieving through all of the men that have a smartphone and various ridiculous pictures of themselves trying to find the love of your life.
And do you think then, you know, what you're showing here is kind of showing a positive or a negative side of that?
I think it's showing... I think it's showing both. I think it's showing that you can find out a lot about yourself doing Tinder,
oh, yeah.
How you react to relationships, how you see things, and then obviously the negatives as well, because there are some absolute nutcases on it.
Oh, yeah. You look like you're having fun. Are you in a serious method zone? Are you actually really having fun?
Oh, we're having so much fun.
We're having so much fun, but we are also in some sort of a zone. Yeah. It's like in between, isn't it? It's weird.
We see it. We've put so much work into it that we see it in a really like we're really focused about it. But at the same time, like we've got such good chemistry that we just love performing together.
I think it's trust. I think it's a trust thing with us, isn't it? It's like we trust each other so much. Sounds like we should be in a relationship.
And the one who's not here, do you trust her?
She's still my friend. It wasn't her fault,
okay.
To be
fair. You'll never walk in this town.
And let's be honest, she gave us like the best gift ever. So.
Okay. I think I'm going to save the hardest question till last. I mean, because you referred to, you know, Boosh and some of influences. Mm. But if I said like sweet bat aside and there's just you two left, what words capture what you do? What's your unique style, do you think?
Zany,
dry.
Really heavily character-based, adventurous, risk-taking, mental.
These are good words.
Yeah.
And the show is called?
Totes in a Probes.
And it's a bit of a gem at the Jekyll and Hyde, so get down and see it. Thanks very much,
both
of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.